At the creation of the world, God's intention wasn't just to have a plain field where he could practice his artistic prowess, forming creatures from nothingness, defying basic laws that form the pillars of science. Though when he spoke, his words materialized, forming each letter with blood, coating itself with fur, feathers, fins, and scales. Yet when he got to a particular species, he wanted one that portrayed the very essence of his divinity, that withheld the image of his majesty, that spoke of his greatness. With this species just being alive, they came together and said, "Let us make man in our own image." For previous species older than men, because apparently we are the last born of creation, they all had one goal: to survive, and that was their default mode. But he turned to man and made him understand that he has dominion because he is a replica of the Most High. He is a walking reverent God's power. So apart from man's procreative duty, man's entire existence is based off of the premise of worship, the magnification of an entity. Now, attentive ears, take note. I never said worship God, but worship. We are made to worship God, but not programmed to worship him. Because he has given us the gift of free will, we have to willingly, consciously, deliberately choose him to worship and not mammon. If we were programmed with the former, we wouldn't be any better than robots now, would we? Contradicting the passage that called us gods, demigods, distorting our godliness as the only created beings with the ability to choose whom to worship. Our default mode is worship, and with it is the need for a concept, a subject, a god we must bow to. Thus the reason why the itchy ears and the hands of the Israelites could not bear to wait on the stammer Moses any longer. They had to gather their gifted golds from Egypt and ignite a god to worship, swearing their entirety to a god made with their hands. Their choice was clear, till the rod and the staff turned them from the broad way to the narrow. Now there is a fallacy, a lie, propagated by the most wanted criminal, the devil, that with us present are dozens of gods to choose from the sun to the moon to the universe. But make no mistake, you have just two. And for those who fall into this fallacy, if God, Jesus, is not on your pedestal, there will be an inevitable rape of your worship. Placed before you will be gods your mind will refuse to tell you that you're becoming a slave to, until you're finally subjected beneath it. And at the end of the road, at the gate of your eternity, what you thought was harmless, but you treasured with all your heart, unconsciously worshipping it, will unveil itself to be mammon. But we are gifted with the formation of three astounding elements: the body, the soul, and the spirit. We are not this magnificent to run around and play gods on earth. Let's take a look in the mirror and let our image minister to us. Let your features testify that they are not original. No, they are a replica, God's replica. Your physique is given to you for the sole purpose of gratifying him. You think these hands are just for your pleasure. They are to be used for his exaltation. This mind must think up new ways of magnifying his kingdom. He hasn't given us access to the most intelligent machine, our brains, just so it could be used to abbreviate long words. So much investment into one mind wasted in death when all we had to do was just to think. The Bible says how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel. Well, if those feet could stop standing on one spot and start walking, here is my contribution to the dictionary. Your worship is synonymous to your life because your life is your worship. Your existence is your worship. It doesn't begin with your morning devotion. It doesn't end with the grace in church service. It begins with the affirmation of your gender at birth to the inhalation of your final breath at death. So you're not just a teacher, you're a temple. You're not just a cashier, you're a semblance of heaven in human form. And you're not just a waiter, you're an embodiment of God's divinity. And you're not just a person, you're a walking worship.